Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. B.B. Shea has said three things that'll stick with me today. One on the air: Millard Fillmore can dunk a basketball. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, we didn't fact check.
Okay, I fact checked it. It's not.
Who can which president could dunk a basketball? Anyone?
Well, I don't know.
Well, Trump. I mean, you know he can.
Yeah.
He'll tell you
how much he can't do.
That's right.
I don't know if basketball was around, but probably Lincoln.
Well, over 6 feet.
He's a tall cat.
He's the tallest. Who else is tall?
Bill Clinton was over 6 feet, right?
A lot of them have been, I believe.
Can Obama dunk?
I think we would have seen it because he played.
I wonder if he could at one time. Yeah, I bet they would have had him. He was such a sports fan and it seems athletic. I don't know if he could dunk.
I bet the Pope could dunk.
Currently?
Yeah.
He's not
Pope Leo?
He's not the tallest guy.
I don't know. He's a baller. He knows ball.
That's the most exciting thing that's happened this year in my mind. Pope. New Pope.
It's just me.
That's me talking. When I say what's the most exciting thing. So B.B. Shea said Millard Fillmore could dunk a basketball during our factor crap. It turned out to be incorrect. But you've said two things off the air now that's got me my interest peaked. You've never seen the movie Jaws. Mm-hmm. You're a little wrapped up in the 50th anniversary hype of it. So you want to watch it. And it is on Paramount Plus right now for free. Along with that, I think the documentary is on Peacock, which is outstanding. So, of course, you want to watch the movie first, then the documentary. But you're worried that it won't live up to the hype.
Yeah, I mean, it's an older movie. And it's not that I don't like older movies. It's just, it's one of these ones that's been in the cultural zeitgeist for my entire life.
I'll tell you something, though. To me, it really holds up. I do. Now, I showed it to my son and my daughter. Both of them were 15 when I showed it to them. And I could tell their minds were, because it's long. I mean, it's over 2 hours. A little bit. And I mean, there are times that it's not action all the time. But it really holds up. When I see it, it's just like, as you appreciate good movie making, boy, Steven Spielberg, he really made the heck out of this movie. It's just like a perfect movie. It really is. I think you'd really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Some of the camera angles and tricks that are used. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's no CGI or anything like that.
Now, some of the effects are a little dated.
But I've never thought the shark looked fake. Have you? Did you think it looked fake?
There are a couple of scenes where yes.
Yeah. I've never, like when I was a kid or any time, I've never questioned. Like in Jaws 3, I'm like, it looks awful. It looks terrible. But in the original Jaws, I feel like it looks really good. Mm. You know, it's a real masterpiece. I think you'd enjoy it.
I may give it a shot sometime this weekend.
I think you should. There are scenes in it, now that I've really rewatched it over the 50th anniversary, there are scenes in it that are so iconic, and some scenes that are not even considered that iconic that I go, boy, that was really well done. You know, that was really well shot. And you have to know also that it took forever to get it done because they were shooting on the water, and it was very difficult. The shark didn't work in salt water hardly at all, which, of course, means you don't see that much of the shark, and that turned out to be a gift because you let it fill your own mind, you know. The other thing B.B. Shea just said was one of our colleagues and friends, we have a local golf tournament going on here. The Pro-Am is today, the Wyndham Championship, and he's going to go out to be a standard bearer. When I heard that, I said, what on earth is a standard bearer?
I was a little surprised to hear you say that.
I don't know what a standard bearer is. It sounds like somebody
you see one every time you watch golf, every single time.
They hold up the sign. With the names. Scores.
And they have the little apron with the numbers in it.
That's a standard bearer. What do you call the guys who hold up the sign and say quiet? Is that also a standard bearer?
No, they're just marshals, right?
Yeah, I think that's right, marshals.
So this guy's going to be a standard bearer.
So he walks with a group from 1 to 18.
B.B. Shea said next year he's doing it.
I'm going to do it next year. I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
Now, let me just jump in very quickly. I know Kelly has some thoughts. Neither one of you is very fit.
Correct.
Well, he just said it out like that. See, now, when you get to Chris Dibbs' age, you can just say what you think. Neither of you can walk 18 holes.
It's like 4 hours. And if today's Pro-Am.
Boy, and it's hot.
These are amateurs.
It's hot. Yeah, that's right. I've played in the Pro-Am. Jeez.
Yeah, the heat index is going to be close to 100
degrees. Maybe you should do the back nine after he does the front nine. Why don't you talk to him about you can do it this year?
You do nine?
Yeah, dude.
I could do nine.
You do nine.
18 may be tough, but I could definitely do nine.
God, that's a good point. Well, you'd be dragging ass around that golf course.
Yeah.
It's a pretty tough course, too. Next year, you'll be in great shape. You can do all 18
holes.
Why
do you do this to people who sit in that room?
That's right.
Yeah. I can do it now. I just, you know.
Well, you could. Do play golf.
Of course, next year, you'd be in here full time, so you know you're working. We know that. But what when you said that, Christine was saying that after the British Open, which concluded recently, one of the main players.
Now, forgive me, I can't remember who, but made a point to shake hands with the standard bearers mm-hmm. who would walk with him for his round. I thought that was very classy.
It was like Scheffler or McIlroy or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But what B.B. Shea reared up and said is, well, if Rory McIlroy stuck his hand out to me, I'd say, no, thanks. pull it back.
You can keep that, Chief.
Yeah, wipe the back of his
not
head.
For me.
Wipe the grease off the back of his
too
head.
Slow.
Yeah. Don't think so. Why do you hate Rory McIlroy?
I just think he's a punk ass, man.
A punk ass.
But he's never punk.
He hasn't done anything punk ass, has he?
The not answering press questions,
there's
I
that.
Think, is punk ass.
I saw him criticized
for that.
What has
the press ever done?
Nothing.
No.
What is it's part of the thing. It's part of the experience.
I know it is.
You don't get special treatment.
Yeah. The knock on him is like when he plays poorly,
he pouts and won't
go in and answer the questions. Whereas others who have blown major leads, Greg Norman faced the music when he blew the lead at the Masters, and others have done the same, but McIlroy won't. I wish he would do that. But otherwise, he's supposed to be a really great guy, isn't he? I mean, he fights for the PGA.
The fans
tour.
Love him.
Fans
for,
love
by
him.
By and large.
I mean, we cheered for the American fans were cheering for him at the Masters.
Yeah, see, I'm not for that either.
You won't cheer for him.
There was this ultimate glaze fest at the Masters this past year.
You said. You're right.
It was ridiculous,
you're
dude.
You're right. And he was battling Americans on that.
He deserves it. He didn't deserve it. Why does he deserve it?
Nobody deserves it unless you win it.
Absolutely.
You have to win it. And he did. Now, he won it. But he was going up against our own
people. Yeah.
America's own. And
yeah.
He got the glaze fest treat.
Yeah. Well, we glazed him. We all glazed. That's a Georgia glaze like nobody's business. It was. And so BB says, yeah, stick your hand out to me. I won't do it. So are you really into the Ryder Cup? Which is
That's my favorite time of year, the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup.
Kristen cannot stand
it. I can't stand that. I mean, I love watching the majors of golf. Mm-hmm. I don't golf, but to me, golf is not a team sport. It's a one-on-one aggregate four rounds.
I do like the Ryder
Cup. And I love the fist bumping and the trash talking.
That's when the fans really get into it. I think it was, I just read recently, Xander Schauffele's father said, I'm not going to go to the Ryder Cup this year. It's in New York, where the fans are known to be really rowdy, because 2 years ago at Whistling Straits, one of the European players' wives was called a dirty whore by American fans. And he goes, I can't hear these players' wives be called a whore while I'm out there cheering for my son. So he's watching it on TV.
I went to the President's Cup in 2017 in New York.
Yeah.
And it's an atmosphere unlike any other.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And that's not even the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
So I can imagine how much more amped it would be there.
So who were the famous people you saw then?
Koepka, Spieth, Fowler, Woods was a captain. I mean, all the big guys. Yeah.
Nice.
It was Shane Lowry's wife that got the whore treatment. Mm. And that was in Wisconsin. So you can imagine what they're going to do out on the island. My God. He won't go.
No glazing there.
No. We don't glaze the Euros. I know that. I will be watching as well. I did hear somebody say that. This is really inside golf. Americans are favored because we got the home course, and that's like a long course. But on paper, the European golfers are better. And they typically do better in the Ryder Cup because they like that team. Mm. They play more as a team than the United States.
We got a young captain this year, and I'm excited.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like the Americans are going to win. I just got that feeling.
Kelly curse.
There we go.
Strikes again.
God bless America.
It's all over now.
Rory will be out there. You won't. You won't be seeing that.
No.
No, thank you.